Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Lamed Gimel in the Oiz Vahadar edition, beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Trumas, starting Daf Lamed Beis and Beis in the bottom. So the Mishnah says a mafrish mikzas truma umaisris. Someone goes and he does a frush of truma umaisris, but not the entire amount that he has to do. For example, truma we say that you have to do echad mechamishim. You have to do 2%. Person has 100. He wants to do truma, he has to do 2 seyas truma. He does only 1. And later he does the second one. So what's the issue? The issue the Mishnah is going to discuss is once you did truma, or half of the truma you need to do, whatever is left in the pile, each item that's left in the pile may be something which is already fixed, maybe something which is not fixed yet. He fixed only half the pile. I don't know which half he fixed. So whatever I'm taking right now out, maybe it's already fixed. It can't be truma. But says the Mishnah, Moitzi menu truma olav. He could still do truma from here. Why is that so? So the way Reb Chaim explains the sugyo, it's almost as if he did a tnai, as if he did a condition. He said, I'm doing now half of my obligation. Whatever I'm going to take out next, that will be my next part of obligation. That is not fixed. Whatever it is, it's almost like his baril mafreas, and retroactively you find out. Once I take out that other part of truma, I'm doing a condition that whatever I'll take out later, that part will not be truma. That part will remain tevel. And therefore, he can add that to the original truma. But adds the Mishnah, that's only he can do truma alone. He can do truma from the pile itself, on the pile itself. He can't take another piece of grain and say, okay, no, this will be truma in a different place. That now, that the new piece he's taking out, that I'm not sure what it is. Is it fixed or not fixed? Hi, what about his condition? The condition applies only to the pile itself, only to anything is coming to be mafish to fix its own pile. But the current mafish to fix a different pile, it does not apply there. And the Gemara is going to discuss the difference more in length. Right. Meir says, I'm with you, Lemokomacha, Truma Maestres. Meir disagrees. He says, whatever he wants to do Truma now, he basically, his condition works for everything. He took out partial Truma. He didn't finish. So he said, whatever I'm going to take out next, I can use that to be truma. It can be truma on this pile, it can be truma on a different pile. And whatever I'm thinking of next is a tevel that I can use to be truma. Says the Gemara in the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Hamafish mixes truma mice is the quote from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Mastisin kishayifish uvedaitu laafish. Our Mishnah is talking about that he started doing the truma and he still has in mind to do more. So because he has in mind to do more, that's the condition that he said that he wants to add to the existing truma. Rav Shmuel b'Shem Rav Zehiro, Masisim b'Stam. Our Mishnah says, even if he did not have in mind to add more truma, he just had nothing in mind. Says the Gemara, Omer Amano Kamei Avudin Ma Upolik. Is he arguing on this concept that because he has in mind to add, that's why he's as if doing a condition? Like in other words, what is the Svara of Rav Shmuel in the name of Rav Zehiro? Answers the Gemara, Omer Lei Stamoi b'Sheifish uvedai to lafish. The stam is that he probably wants to add to the truma. If a person gave only partial truma, he probably has in mind, even if he didn't think about anything, we say that stama is as if he said, I am going to add to the existing truma, and whatever I add, I'm doing a condition that should not be fixed yet, it's still tevel. So now the Gemara addresses the second sentence of the Mishnah. Ma'bin moitzi mimenu olov, moitzi mimenu olov kumachet. Why there's a difference between if he does the truma on this pile or he does the truma on the next pile? Says the Gemara, b'shashu moitzi mimenu olov, kol ha-tevel olov biyodoy. When he's taking the truma on this pile, whatever he takes out, as we explained before, he's a condition. That part that I take out is going to be tevel. It's going to be completely unfixed produce. It can become truma. Or b'shashu moitzi mimenu olov kumachet. But when he's doing truma from here to somewhere else, so then, I don't know what he's taking out. He didn't have a condition in that case. Because he didn't have a condition, so whatever he's taking out is a suffix. I don't know what he's taking out. It could be tevel. It could be something which is fixed. I'm assuming that whatever he's taking out is a mixture of tevel and not tevel, so he can't make that truma. So it's more of a kasho. More of it's asking a question. It's like a tricky question, as the Rash Sirila points out. It's like a tchiya be'alma. That's what the Rash Sirila calls it. The Gemara is exploring how do we look at the lumdus of this concept. Not the Lutzi Mimenu Olav. He came, he took out the produce to do truma on this pile. So then what do you say? Kol ha-tevel olo biyado. You assume whatever he took out, that's all tevel, because that was the condition they had before. What happens now? Nimlach lo yitzi men olo kovachan. He didn't change his mind. So he took a little produce in his hand. He took another seyo. And his initial intent was to make this truma on this pile. That's his initial intent. So what do you say? Okay, so this is what I took in my hand. Is he had a condition that should remain tevel. Then he changed his mind. Say, you know what? What I have in my hand, instead of making truma on this pile, I'll make a truma on another pile. So now, mizeo mizeo lo biyodoy. So now you want to tell me it changed its form from being something which is completely tevel to something which is a mixture of fix and tevel? Or the opposite. Not to see him in al komacher. He took out a piece of produce to do truma on another pile. So what do you say? Mizeo mizeo lo biyodoy. It's going to be the end of a mixture of tevel and fixed. Then he changed his mind. He said, this, what I have in my hand, I want to use it for the pile itself. So now you'll tell me, call it tevel olo biyodoy. Now you want to tell you that whatever he took out is completely tevel. Now, seemingly from Divrei Mefarshim, the answer to these questions is that yes, that's exactly how it works. Because his condition was, whatever I want to be truma on this pile, so yeah, the condition will be that whatever I add is tevel. But if I change my mind, so it turns out to be that it's not tevel. It all really works, depends on what it is. The one just points out how funny these things will come out to be if he changes his mind. Because the Gemara says, Piches kol ha-tevel olo biyodoy. That's pashut, that our case is talking about, that if he didn't do enough truma, he did only partial. So now, whatever he's taking out is to continue and fill up the truma. But hoisiv, what about if he added on the truma? He went, he did the, let's say truma zechem mechamishim is 2%, then he decided to add a little bit more to it. Do you say there, mizel mizel lo biyodoy? In other words, when he had a condition in his mind that he can add to the truma, does that apply only to get to the full amount of truma, then the condition works? But if he wants to do more than the full amount, he wants to give more truma, then it won't work? Or it will work even if he wants to add to the truma? Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Av betoye ken. This will work also with someone making a mistake. Hayav sovu shu chayav shtei sein. He thought that he still owes 2 sein of truma. Ve'inu chayav elachas. Then he realized he made a mistake. He's chayav only one. Rameimi b'shem b'shem lokish. Or he saw a seo shu mafish, this extra seo that he made a mistake. Or he saw he's a truma mokavacher. He should be able to do truma mokavacher. Why is the, what's the reason for that? Because he, when he did truma originally, and he had that condition in mind, he thought he still owes 2 sein. So he had in mind the next 2 sein that I take out with the mindset to do truma, these next 2 sein will be tevel, which I can do truma for. He takes the 2 sein. Hey, 1 sein makes truma, let's say he's chayav only 1 sein. Now he has another sale. That sale, he also had the original condition that he had in mind was for the second sale too. So, I mean, that second sale is still tevel, so he can make a truma on someone else. It says the more about Tanina Avalel Mokobachev. Says, 1 second, Rish Lakish, we learned in our Mishnah, you can't do truma somewhere else. Well, what's the difference between your case and that case? And as Reb Chaim points out, in the case of our Mishnah, as the Gemara pointed out in Amud Aleph, if I take a truma that I'm obligated to do, and I'm really obligated to do, and I decide to use that same thing for Mokom Acher, I can't do it. It only works the condition it's for this pile and whatever I'm obligated. So Koshkin, when I made a mistake, that I thought I have truma for this pile, and you take out some produce to make truma, and then you find out you made a mistake, then that should not be worked for someone else. Something which is for sure Yechayiv, you can't work for someone else. Something which you just made a mistake, of course should not work for someone else. Says the Gemara, you have to say, according to Rish Lakish, tipot b'mar b'truma. In the Chayim, our Mishnah is not talking about when he is obligated to give truma. We're talking about a case he decided to add it on the truma. If he does what is obligated, so that part he can do with it whatever he wants. He can do truma on this pile, he can do truma on another pile. Whatever the produce that he picks up. But we're talking about he wants to add more. So the Mishnah says, if you're adding more for this pile, that's part of his condition. I can add as much truma as I want to this pile. And whatever I'll take out, the condition is this will be tevel. But if I want to put truma for somewhere else on an addition, that I don't say, that I'll say that whatever he takes out is a mixture. Says more, okay, nicha b'marbe b'truma. That's very good if he's adding truma. Truma can add as much as you want, as long as you leave some part which is not truma. Says the Gemara over Maestros, but what are you going to do with Maestros? Loitani Abshirin Mishlokish Maestros. Mishlokish that doesn't have the gear set to say Maestros in the Mishnah, or Mishnah says Maestros. So if our Mishnah says Maestros, it can't be talking about a Marimat, it can't be talking that you're adding, it's talking about the original amount that you owe. So going back to the original question, Shimon Lakish says when you made a mistake, you can use that mistake for someone else. In our Mishnah, even when you owe that truma, the original truma, you can't do it somewhere else. Says they were on the time of the Shimon Lakish. Shimon Lakish argues with the svar we said in the Mishnah. When he said that whatever you pick up is tevel, in other words, because that's his condition. There's no difference if he's putting it on this pile or a different pile. Shlokish argues in this svar, and he holds that of course you could do truma with the items that you picked up from the pile. You can use it for any place you want, either for this pile or for the other pile. So what's the pshat in our Mishnah? So that's what the Gemara is going to explain in the next daf. A new pshat in our Mishnah will be the reason to differentiate between doing truma on this pile, doing truma on the next pile. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas, daf Lamed Gimel.